Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me this morning, I have Lauren Wild from UAS. She's Assistant Professor of Applied Fisheries, but here to talk about an upcoming event coming next week, the State of the Sound. Lauren, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having me.
And I remember, I believe it was you coming in last year to talk about, it was year zero of State of the Sound. This is a new event that the Science Center has put together. Another gathering of the minds, gathering of information about our backyard, our wild backyard, but a little different than Whale Fest, which is the other big Science Center event we know and love. What makes State of the Sound different?
Yeah, so this is more of a community gathering, kind of bringing together local residents, knowledge holders, researchers, and students, and anybody in the community, fishermen, people that just like to be out and about and notice things, to share observations, to ask questions together, kind of come up with how we as a community, you know, different things we want to see people do research on, what we're interested in as a community, and then share kind of highlights and observations from our year in Sitka Sound.
Awesome. So this is not necessarily, you don't have to be a citizen scientist with a prepared PowerPoint presentation. You can come in with like a picture on your phone of like, guys, look at the crazy thing I saw.
Yes, we would love to see the crazy things people saw and took pictures of out and about in around Sitka the past year. Yeah, that was kind of what the zeroth annual last year was all about. I mean, part of it was to kind of get a bunch of people together and say, here's a lot of what other people are doing and collecting data on in Sitka, because a lot of us that are more traditional Western scientists, we don't always know what everybody else is up to and what data sets exist, and we don't want to duplicate each other's efforts. So we kind of thought, well, let's get all everybody together. And then we sort of expanded it to say, why doesn't the whole community get involved and share observations and knowledge so that we can kind of have like a in-house report every year of what everybody's knowledge about the sound is. And part of what we did for that first one was gather a bunch of people together, invite anybody from the public, and talk about what they wanted to see an event like this look like, and then what they didn't want. And one of the big things that came out of that was people didn't really want to hear somebody talking at them all day, and they didn't want to hear all these lightning talks back to back. They wanted it to be more interactive. So that's kind of how we put together this first annual now State of the Sound. And it's going to have a lot of different components, and it's like supposed to be really interactive so that everybody can kind of feel like they can participate no matter what their background is.
Awesome. And this is, so this is happening next week.
Yep.
It's February, you said 19th through the 21st. So it's Thursday through Saturday. So how is it spread out among those? I'm assuming it's not going to be wall to wall sharing. How is it broken up?
So part of making it accessible was to have it not happen during the workday. Mm-hmm. So we're going to kick off Thursday evening with a partnership with Art Change Inc. and the Sitka Tales Tales. So that's going to be more of storytelling about discoveries. And I think the theme is sounding off encounters and discoveries on Sitka's lands and waters. So there'll be lots of storytelling sharing about things that people have observed and knowledge people have about Sitka Sound. And that will be at the Science Center at the Mill Building. And then everything else, starting Friday, February 20th, will be at the Centennial Building. And we'll open it off in the evening on Friday after work at 6:30. There'll be kind of like an opening ceremony keynote. And we'll be hearing about an eco-cultural health view of Sitka Sound by Tom Thornton and Mike Miller. So that's going to be a really great kind of opening, set the stage. And then the full day Saturday, February 21st, we'll have a lot of different kind of event components that people can just wander in and out. It's not something you have to sign up for. It's free, open to the public. People can stop by the Centennial Building anytime and pop in and start participating or just observe. We'll have like comment cards and feedback notes too. So if you just want to write something down and you don't want to speak, and we'll have roundtable discussions. We'll have a few highlighted talks of kind of some key highlights of the sound. We have some great things on Saturday. It'll start off with a few highlighted talks. We're going to have Steve Bethune with Alaska Department of Fish and Game is going to talk about the bucks of Baranof. So he's going to talk about deer and some of the interesting things about deer this past year. And then we're going to hear from Kyle Rosendale with Sitka Tribe and Dean Anderson with the U.S. Forest Service. and they're going to talk about what's going on with the readout Sockeye run and some evolving management and changes there. And that's something, you know, a lot of people in Sitka are interested mm-hmm. in. There's been a lot of fish at readout lately, and people want to hear about that. And after those talks, around 10 o'clock, if people want to just stop in for a roundtable discussion, that's when we're going to kind of break out and get around tables and have sort of some prompts and have people just like kind of a community share event where there'll be a note taker to kind of take notes about what people are talking about, what people think are some noteworthy things that they saw in Sitka Sound, some weird unexplained things, some patterns maybe or changes, and you can just come and sit at those tables and listen to. And that's going to be really fun because it's going to be like getting everybody involved in talking about the Sitka Sound and the state of the sound. And then we're going to break for lunch. And after lunch, we're going to have field trips and excursions. So there's going to be a few different organizations that lead field trips. I know one of them is the Sitka Sound Science Center is going to have a little tour of their wet lab and kind of all the data collection capabilities and the facilities they have there, mm-hmm. Which is really cool. And then the Sitka Tribe is going to have a field trip of their labs, the Natural Resource Department or the Resource Protection Division, RPD, and all the stuff that they're doing with the tribe. And then I think there's going to be a nature walk led by Matt Goff, and he'll talk about iNaturalist and how to kind of become a citizen science there. And so there might be a Skipper Science one. So there's going to be some kind of field trips and workshops. And then after that, from 3 to 6 is going to be this really cool event that we're encouraging anybody from the public to come to Saturday, the 21st. And we're calling it a science and nature mingle. It's sort of a more community centered open share, mm-hmm. and people have signed up to put up posters or bring props of like equipment that they use to collect data. Or just equipment that they use to observe science. And it's going to be kind of like this share, so you can walk around and check out what people are doing, what data people are collecting, maybe some interesting things that students have been doing research on, or other researchers that visit Sitka and come do science. But this is a way for them to sort of give back to the community and say, this is what, when you saw me a couple years ago collecting data, this is kind of what I found. So that's going to be a really great event from 3 to 6 on Saturday. That's going to kind of close out the mm-hmm. the community gathering festival kind of thing.
Celebration of all the fun things that we've all seen. And yeah, when we see odd things, or we might have, you know, mentioned it to our friends of like, that's, you know, crazy thing I saw, or even things that maybe little trends you've seen, like you've pondered it amongst yourself of like, it's interesting that I keep seeing this one thing or this trend you see. It's cool that you have now an opportunity to share it with folks maybe who can collaborate of like, I've noticed that too.
Yeah.
And to people who like yourself, who are more, you know, traditional Western scientists, or folks at the tribe with the Resource Protection Division, who that might, you know, put a little flag in their brain going, well, that's interesting. That might lead to, you know, more in-depth studies, or might be a signal of something that you don't know about that could be a greater indicator of something else going on in the sound. We can all play a part and have a greater awareness of where we live.
And nobody's information and observation is too trivial to kind of talk about. And so that's kind of why we want to have this big kind of community, more open public event. And the other thing that we've talked about a lot that kind of was one of the things that made us start thinking about doing an event like this was that we have a lot of people that like to do science in Sitka and like to come to Sitka because Sitka's really well positioned. We're on the outer coast. We have a really interesting ecosystem, and we're kind of like at the forefront of a lot of change because of that, because of our location. And so a lot of people are interested in collecting data here, but we want that to be community relevant. So we want the community to be able to kind of have some input of mm-hmm. what we want to see as a community. And that'll be part of what that roundtable is on Saturday morning, of what are some of the things we think as a community are priorities for people to do research on or to learn more about or to kind of focus our efforts on as a community. So that when people do want to come do research, we can kind of help guide them. And so we will try to kind of make a little like report document that kind of comes out of it, a synthesis that will live on the Sitka Sound Science Center's website that people can go back to every year and look at. What did we talk about at State of the Sound? What were the interesting, mm-hmm. noteworthy highlights? What were the things that people saw? What was the community interested in knowing more about? So, yeah, we're really excited. It's the first time, so we have a lot of opportunity for people to provide feedback as well, because we just kind of threw a bunch of ideas of events out there and formats, and we're going to see what sticks and what people want to see differently next year. And so it's really an evolving event where we're not going to, it's not like this is the way it's going to be forever.
Yeah. You're not, like you said, year zero was just last year. This is, we're still in these nascent years of figuring out what is the best format for the community to share what's happening.
Yeah. So, and this has been a big partnership put together with Lauren Bell, at the research director at the Sitka Sound Science Center, myself with the University of Alaska Southeast, and then Ellen Chenoweth with the University of Alaska Fairbanks, she's based in Sitka. She's been here for 15 or 16 years. And then the Sitka Tribe of Alaska, kind of all working together to figure out this event, mm-hmm. And what we want to do. And we put together an advisory committee, kind of a planning committee of people from the community to, like, give input of what they would want to see. So we're just going to try it out. We really want anybody and everyone to stop by the Centennial Building next weekend and participate and let us know what they think, what they've noticed. I'm excited about what it can be. And we have a ton of presenters already that have signed up to do posters and mm-hmm. share information. So there's going to be a lot of really cool things to see and peruse and learn about.
Yeah, if anything, it's just hear about what other people have seen is just going to, open your eyes to even more things you might notice as you're out and about in the coming year.
Yeah. Yeah, we talked to Matt Goff the other day and for his nature show, and he was saying, Sitka is a town that likes to talk and we're also a curious community. And so those things together is like what this is all about.
It's a perfect combination.
Talking about what we're seeing and exploring our curiosities and we're really in touch as a community to, like, our environment and the ecosystems. And that's what's really special about Sitka and why so many people like to be here. So even if you're not, like, thinking of yourself as a science person, you're probably seeing things and noticing things, and there's something to share about, what you saw when you were out hunting or something like that. So,
and this is the exact opportunity to share it with the friends. Awesome. Yeah. So the kickoff event will be next Ththursday evening, Thursday, February 19th, for a collaboration with Art Change for Sitka Tells Tales at the Mill Building. And then Friday evening, 6:30 at Harrigan Centennial Hall into Saturday, the 21st, again at Harrigan Centennial Hall. The schedule of events of kind of like what's happening, the field trips, the different kind of themes for talks can all be found at sitkascience.org.
Yep, the Sitka Sound Science Center website. And when you go to their homepage, you can see a link to the State of the Sound and find out more and check all the events in the schedule.
Great. Well, Lauren Wild from UAS, thank you so much for coming in and talking about State of the Sound happening next week, kickoff on Thursday.
Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure.